It is Mixed Community Connection. My name is Susan Corgill, and today I'm joined with Rebecca Arthur, Vice President of Programming for the Seminole County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your role and how you got into it.
Oh, what a journey.
I know, but it's fun.
Well, I really have always been involved in the community. I'm a resident of Seminole County, born and raised.
Wow.
And yeah, I'm one of those few natives. So I got involved with different community organizations and then came over to the Seminole County Chamber and helped put together our events and community partnerships. And, you know, I really enjoy working with businesses and learning about them and what they're up to. And, you know, we do over 200 events a year. And so there's just a lot going on in Seminole County.
Yeah, definitely. So you just kind of got into this role and stuck with it.
Yeah, why not? It's fun.
Yeah, I mean, if you find something that you love to do, you don't work really, right?
Exactly. It's different every single day, and I get to meet new people every day and just really get involved in the community. I know way more things that are going on in Seminole County than seems normal, but it's really fun to meet people and learn about what they're up to and how we can help grow either their business or their organization and make a difference.
Yeah. And it's funny that you say that you know everything that's going on in Seminole County, because people reach out to me sometimes and they're like, hey, what's going on this weekend? Or what is there to do? And this and that, because you're in radio. And I'm like, I don't know all of it.
Yeah.
But it's strange. But people reach out to you and they ask you everything.
Constantly. We get asked the craziest questions. Our weirdest call was when someone from out of state was visiting and wanted to know where the best parking lot was at one of the local theme parks, because they were not sure where they should park. I'm like, I don't know that one. But
right.
Yeah, we do try to be a resource of information for both our local residents and, you know, people visiting Seminole County and Orlando.
So speaking of things that are going on, you guys have is it a 5K that's going?
5K and 15K.
Oh.
Yeah, we're a little bit unique. And okay. A free kids dash. So even if, you know, you don't want to run, you can bring your kids out and they can run for free.
So tell us about it.
So it is the Riverside Dash, 5K, 15K, and it's the start finish is Fort Mellon Park in downtown Sanford, right along the water. This is our 7th year, and it benefits the Foundation for Seminole County Public Schools.
Okay. And how much is registration?
Well, the price goes up on April 1st. So the best thing to do is to go to riverside-.com and it'll have the current price. And if you are a mixed listener and use the code mixed listener, you get $5 off.
Yay!
And again, it's benefiting the public school system.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any charge for children?
So if they're going to run the 5K or the 15K, there is a charge. But if they want to do the kids dash, which is just a short little dash in Fort Mellon Park, that's free. The kids do get shirts and medals, so they still get the full race experience. And when you register online, it's completely free for the kids.
Okay. So when is it?
April 14th. And the 15K starts at 7 a.m.
Oh, okay. So the 15K starts first, and then it's the 5K, and then it's the kids' dash.
Correct. And at the end, after you've run, free beer and pancakes.
No!
Yes. Cooked on-site pancakes. They're really good. Yeah.
Beer and pancakes.
Come on down. I'll pour you a beer. It's pretty early. I mean, you're going to be having beer at 10 a.m., but after running, you know, you need a carb load.
Do I have anything to do that day? Because I can definitely be down for beer and pancakes. I mean, I'd run for it, but...
Of course.
But if people can't run, they're encouraged to come and walk as well,
yes,
right?
Yeah, you can walk the 5K, definitely. We have a ton of walkers. Strollers are welcome on the 5K, so, you know, bring your kids out. You know, it's beautiful along the water. It's the only time that 1792 gets closed for a race. So we have a special partnership with the city to do that. So it's a unique course. For those of you that are serious runners, it is certified. So you can use it as a timed course to, you know, get enter into marathons or something like that.
That's cool. You actually have to get entered into marathons? I had no idea.
Oh, well, I'm not a runner. I always say I run events, not races.
Right.
But yeah, there's certain races where you'd have to qualify to show your speed. So, and yeah, there's medals and really nice shirts for everybody. Beer, pancakes, a great post-race celebration. Adam from Mix does our music. So, you know, it's a good time.
Yeah, he's going to be out there. He's going to be the DJs and he's fantastic.
Yeah, we love him.
Yeah, for sure. So are pets allowed?
No.
Okay.
No pets on the course. You know, it is a public park. So if you want to bring your mm-hmm. leash dogs to the post race to cheer on people, you're welcome to do okay. that. If you're looking for volunteer hours, we can sign off on volunteer hours. We're always yeah. looking for volunteers. So
are you still looking for volunteers for the
we
race?
We are. Okay. So they can reach out to us through the website, riverside-.com.
Okay. But once you sign on as a volunteer for one event, can you be used for another?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. We have a lot of school groups that need volunteer hours or UCF students that have certain mm-hmm. requirements for their degrees. I can always use volunteers.
Okay, perfect. What's the youngest?
Volunteer?
Yes.
We have 8-year-olds that volunteer.
No.
They like to hand out the medals at the finish line.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they have a really good time standing there handing out the medals as people run by or bottles of water.
Important.
Yeah, it's exciting, and they get to cheer them on, and we love the enthusiasm. We have some that jump up and down at the finish line screaming the whole time.
How many years has this been going on already?
7 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm assuming that attendance has gotten bigger and bigger since.
Yeah, we have over 1,200 runners, so it's a pretty good size race.
Okay. Do you ever, you said you run events, not racing, but
correct.
Have you ever participated?
Absolutely not. No. No. No, if I'm running.
I'm laughing because that's me.
If I'm running, you better run with me.
That's exactly what my
friend
says.
Or I'm trying to beat you to a shoe sale, one or yes. the other.
That's hysterical. But I get it. But people are encouraged to come and walk and roll if they have wheelchairs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. On the 5K. Yeah. The 15K, because it goes all the way out and back to the Central Florida Zoo. It is, a timed race. There's a certain pace that has to be kept. But on the 5K, yeah. Bring it
oh,
on.
Oh, so you're right by the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So where does it start?
Fort Mellon Park.
Okay, that's right. You said that.
Yep.
And
right there on Lake Monroe.
Free parking around there?
Yes, tons. There's all sorts of parking in downtown Sanford, which is just a couple blocks away.
Okay.
There's some public parking lots as well. Of course, there are street closures, so you want to check the website for some yeah. driving in directions, but there's also police and volunteers that help direct you there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite part of the whole day?
Probably
the beer.
Probably the start. We start with the national anthem, and then mm-hmm. the air horn goes off, and seeing all those runners that are so hyped up after. You know, we work on this for about a year in advance. As soon as it ends, we're starting the next day planning for next year's.
Wow.
So to see all of those runners, starting and they're amped up and they're so excited. That's probably my favorite part. My other favorite part is we have a PR bell in the middle of the park. So the people that get a record, it's their fastest race they've ever run, they get to stand there and ring the bell and take uh-huh. photos. And, their excitement is kind of contagious.
How is this timed?
So it's chips. They get the bit. You get your bibs when you mm-hmm. register, and you pick up your packet and everything. And it's there's a chip in it, and they run across mats at the start finish, and as well as another part of the course. So
really,
yeah, it's fancy technology.
So the bibs have the chips.
The bibs have the chips.
I've been in a race before, but I've never checked my time. That's
yeah.
interesting. I mean, I walked it. It was the color.
Still,
it was a color run.
You
whatever.
Still had a time.
Yeah, I know I did. I'd be so ashamed to see it.
If you finished it, I think that you deserve a beer and pancakes.
Yes, I absolutely agree. Are there going to be any other food options, food trucks or anything like that?
Probably not, because it's pretty early in the morning, but
that's right.
Downtown Sanford starts opening up not long after that. So I know a lot of our runners
okay.
go and brunch in Sanford and, enjoy some of the craft breweries that are there as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
They're popping up everywhere, aren't they?
They are. So might as well have a good Sunday fun day.
Yeah, on a Saturday. No, yeah.
It's a Sunday.
It is a Sunday.
Yeah, and you.
I have nothing to do on that Sunday.
Well, I'll see you there. I'll be there about 4:30 in the morning. You come on down.
It's that Saturday that I'm like, I can't make it.
No, we're Sunday morning. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now I'm really hyped.
Fort Mellon Park.
But oh my gosh, it already sounds like so much fun because we're just having a good time even talking about it.
Well,
and if somebody's
know.
Not excited talking about something, everybody's going to be like, well, that doesn't sound great.
Yeah, no. So. Well, I mean, it's still early, but you've got to try to
yeah.
be excited about it.
So the first 15K, right? When does that start? 77?
Seven.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the 5K starts about 7:10.
Can people register the day of?
Yes.
Okay. And the price is still going to stay the same? Or
the price goes up $5 for
okay.
weekend of. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's not bad. Tell us the website for where we can register for the race again.
Yeah, riverside-.com.
Mm-hmm.
And that's got all the information about the race, frequently asked questions, link to register, directions, all that stuff. And there's a contact form if okay. they want to volunteer.
And this is obviously because you have the kids dash too. It's a full family event.
Correct. We want the whole family to come out. And if you are a company that's interested in participating with a booth and being part of that post-race celebration, there's still space available. You can contact us that way as well or on Facebook.
Okay. What kind of post-race celebration stuff do you need or are looking for or already have?
We've got some great community businesses that are coming out that really cater to the healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, then, of course, the beer and the pancakes. We have, in the past, have had chiropractors, companies like that. But really, anyone that wants to reach, you know, almost 2,000 people in Seminole County. And we get runners from all over the world, actually, every year.
Wow.
So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, you mentioned that there is a code. Did we say that code again or no?
We did. Mix Listener.
Mix Listener.
Yep.
And you do that upon checkout and...
Yeah, it'll... on when you're registering, there's going to be a space that you can put your promo code.
Mm-hmm.
And you can put that in.
So, and the kids are free for the kids dash, but if they want to do the 5K, they have to...
they have to pay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what is the youngest that you would say has done a 5K before?
We've had 7-year-olds, you know, as long as they're running with a parent and we're fine with that, as you know, just know your limits.
Yeah.
We don't want anybody to get hurt. There will be EMTs there in case you need to, and plenty of water and Gatorade.
Yeah, definitely. Now that is the same site where we would go to sign up for volunteering as well.
Correct.
So this is like a one-stop shop.
You Why can
get
not?
Everything.
Make it easy for you.
Yeah. Perfect. Do we have to, or do we contact you for volunteering the children as well or only adults?
Both.
Mm-hmm. Both. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So, the kids can hand out the medals. Is there any other responsibilities that they might have?
There's opportunities to hand out water. We've had families or community groups do water stops before. Mm-hmm. So they're out there on the course handing the runners water as they run by. So,
okay.
And cheering on.
Oh, I love seeing little cheerleaders on the side.
Yeah, we've had cheerleaders from some of the local high schools come to the finish line too in their uniforms and cheer and stuff. It's really fun.
Yeah.
We try to make it exciting for the runners because they've made it there and back.
Yeah.
So we might as well jump up and down and scream for them.
Really? Have you seen that a lot of companies participate together to get together as teams?
Yes. We have tons of local businesses that bring out their employees, mm-hmm. run together, wear their shirts, make it a fun team building activity. And, you know, you'll see Fairwinds out there. They're our title sponsor.
Nice.
Allegiant Airlines is the 15K sponsor.
Really?
So a lot of the stewardesses and stewards actually fly in the night before to Sanford and run the race together. Yeah.
Oh, so that's so cool.
They come in from all different routes and they run together and then hop on the next flight.
Wow. That's pretty incredible. Yeah, definitely. Perfect. So it will be April 14th.
Yep. 7 a.m.
I was going to say the beer and pancake run. It's not. It's the Riverside Dash. That's what it is. Yes. Don't worry. I chopped this up.
I know. It'll sound so good.
Yes, it will. I promise. And how much are the tickets again?
Well, the price changes.
That's right.
First. Yeah. So on April 1st, the price goes up. So mm-hmm. just check the website for the current price.
Okay. Perfect. Rebecca, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks
I appreciate
for having
it.
Me.
We'll put this up on the site, and I'm sure I and Adam will see everybody out there as well.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thanks a lot.